Hey everybody, it's Rick, and I want to thank you so much for checking in again. So this is the I'm Rick podcast. This is my second podcast, and today is really geared towards my reseller family. You know, if you buy and sell on eBay, Amazon, if you're a thrifter, if you're full-time, part-time, you just started, you've been doing this for a long time, whatever it is, I think today is going to be really important, and it should help a lot of you. So, and it took me a long time to figure all this stuff out, because what was happening was I was getting tired of the good. And how this all started is I see people posting on Instagram, on Facebook, that the Goodwills, the Value Village, the Salvation Army, you know, the thrift stores in general are becoming so overpriced. And this has been happening for a long time, right? And it's just getting worse and worse. So what's obviously happened is they figured us out, right? So they know what we're doing. And, you know, even worse, they're selling online now, this, that. So the competition is just becoming way, way too much. So yeah, I'm just here to show you that there's other options. And I'm going to clear this up. Goodwill and all these stores are great, but they are an option. So yes, they're overpriced, but, like, you know, especially my clothing people, they get such massive amounts of clothing that they're gonna miss things. And so if you are there consistently, you're gonna find stuff, right? But why not cut that chain? So get to the source of the donation first. At the source, there's no competition. The prices are low because you're buying in bulk. So what you want to do is follow the trail, right? So how's this all start? How's the donation process start? Somebody is moving. Somebody is downsizing. Somebody has passed. Somebody's getting put into a home. And I know this because I'm an estate sale company. So those are the people that are reaching out to me to sell their stuff. Now, you could pass everybody up and get to the source on your own. And I'm going to try to help you and show you how. So that's how the chain works. Now, what you want to do is, first of all, if you're in business and if you're new or if you've been doing this long, whatever it is, there's no excuse. You need to get business cards. You need to get flyers. You need to make yourself aware. You know, it's a funny thing. I'm just going to talk about this really quick. My car is lettered. So I own a estate sale business. My car is lettered. It says we buy and sell home contents. I sell books on Amazon FBA. So I have a thing that says got books with a question mark. And then underneath it says we buy them. So for a long time, when I used to go to garage sales, now I'll do my estate sales on the weekend. Some weekends I don't have a sale. So I would go thrifting on my own because obviously, or even when I would pull up to a Goodwill or whatever, I would always kind of be, I don't want to say embarrassed, but like I thought when they see me coming, the prices would go up, right? So I'm sure we've all been there, right? When you're a reseller or, you know, if you're looking for books and you're scanning books or you're looking for clothing and you're looking up brand names on your phone or looking for comps and it's almost like you think, right away, they're gonna look at you and be like, "Oh wow, I better jack up the price because they know their stuff, right?" So, but I tell you what, the opposite has been happening. So, what I've been doing more and more is actually pushing my business cards, pulling right in the freaking driveway. I don't give a shit anymore. It's I am showing up and I am saying, "Hi, I'm Rick. I buy shit. I buy whatever you got." Especially because I diversify. So I'll buy out the whole contents of a home because I have a market for everything, right? So, you know, if you're, and another thing is, if you only buy clothing, you need to really, really reevaluate that. You need to diversify because on your business card, you want to put multiple things because you want something when somebody sees your card. You want to trigger something in them that will get you in the home. Once you're in the home, there is profit to be made. And if you don't know antiques or if you don't know mid-century furniture or jewelry or whatever it is, you need to start learning. Because why would you say no? You're putting your time, your effort into showing up why not maximize your time? So I'm going to push the shit out of that forever because I am still learning. I mean, I grew up in this business and I am. Every estate sale, I'm learning something. So what it's doing is building me up. So when I go to a garage sale, I could scan through that thing in a minute and pull out the most value instantly. So it really speeds things up. So knowledge. That's why I love the Instagram reseller community, the Facebook, the YouTube, the whole thing, because it's a constant learning. And then the markets change, right? So some things are like antiques were big for me for a long time. Now they're very hard. And now everybody wants mid-century modern furniture instead of antique furniture. So it's a constant learning thing. And that's what keeps this game exciting and fun. You never know what you're going to run into, what you're going to find. But I'm definitely going to preach maximizing while you're out and about. So let's backtrack. So you want to get to the source, right? You want to cut off that chain before it gets to the Goodwill and all these places. Because, again, I'm always going to preach, find out what everyone is doing and then do something else. So going to the Goodwill is the easy option. They're always open. But guess what? Everybody is thinking that way, or most are thinking that way, right? So the Goodwill, you could just pull up and spend hours there and sift through. But your effort and your to maximize your money and your time, you really want to get to the source. So again, business cards, flyers are a must, all right? Now, what are you going to do with these cards and flyers? You're going to get them printed, you're gonna put them online as well, but you're gonna get them printed and you're gonna go old school. You go to shopping centers, you put your flyers on cars. Yeah, I hang up my cards in the supermarket, in the post office. You know what I do? I get the flyer with the little pull tab so they could grab your number. So whatever just makes it easier for them. You know, these days, I mean, people are literally, now I'll take it extreme. If you really, really want to get into this, if you're doing this full time, you must letter your car. The amount of work that I get from my lettered car, I'm literally driving on a highway and people are taking pictures of my car because on my car, I'm pushing estate sales because so it says my company name. But it also says a lot of, so again, take an opportunity of the card or the flyer. You want to put as many things as possible. So I'm hitting multiple trigger points. So I'm putting, you know, my estate sale business. We buy and sell home contents, got books, just a whole bunch of different. So when somebody is looking at it, then they're thinking, oh, I don't want to do an estate sale, but it looks like he buys home contents. Or, hey, I have books. And then I can't tell you how many times I have showed up at a house and I've been called to come look at books. And then before you know it, I'm buying their mid-century modern living room set. So in life, life is funny like that. And once you start putting in the effort, things start showing up. I mean, it's just how it works. The more effort, the more time you put in, the luckier, right? The luckier you get. So that you really want to take it old school, and you want to make yourself known. So then you go to Facebook. You join every local Facebook buy and sell Facebook group there is, and just keep sharing. Get your flyer up there. Keep sharing. And while you're sharing, your friends will notice it. Your family will notice it. And, you know, it's okay to say, even if you have a full-time job, it's okay to say, hey, I do this on the weekends. Because it's almost freeing. You know, once you let everybody know what you do, even if you're just dipping and dabbing, you're not sure if this is going to work for you, this, that, you have to go all in. I mean, even if you're part-time, you have to go all in because you deserve it. Because there is a huge opportunity in this community. I mean, do you see what's happening? I mean, all the big chains are closing and Burlington Co. Factory is opening up. TJ Maxx is opening up. Marshall's is opening up. Do you notice they're flourishing in all the big high brand? You know, unless we're talking about the 1% is still buying the really high end. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's, you know, but a lot of people are becoming aware that there are other options. I could go to TJ Maxx and buy a pair of jeans for $10. I don't have to go to Neiman Marcus to spend $200-$300, right? So, and that's why people shop online. So, Facebook, and then Craigslist. You really want to push your flyer on Craigslist. So you want to post it in multiple places. You want to post it there's all various buy and sell, for sale sections. You just want to kind of get yourself in there. Even if it's not exactly your category, you just want to show up. So what I often do is I have a few reoccurring ads, and then I'll just renew them. And so that's been a huge lead generator. You just want, the whole thing here is get in front of people, and then you spark triggers because someone knows someone that is moving, that is about to donate bags of clothing, and they say, hold on a second, somebody is saying that they'll buy it. So here's their number or whatever, you know. So Craigslist. Another huge app that's been working really well for me is Nextdoor. And a lot of people aren't aware, but this is like a new, it's really active. It's pretty new. It's a little harder because they need to verify your address. So you sign up, they're going to send you through the mail like a verification postcard. And once you're verified, you're good to go. And I do really well on there. I mean, I've had some amazing scores. And again, just by posting my flyer, hey, and Nextdoor is very localized, which is really good. So it's going to be close by, and people, it's almost like a neighborhood thing. Like people feel a little safer, you know, because I'm pretty sure it shows your address and everything. It's very localized, very niche, but it works. So that's another great option. Another huge, huge one, and this works for me as well in the estate sale business, is realtors. Realtors are one of the links in a chain that you need to penetrate because they are the ones that are usually first in the door. Somebody is moving, somebody is downsizing. They are asking the realtor, hey, do you know how I could get rid of all this stuff? Yeah, somebody in a family has passed or they're downsizing and the house is packed. They've been living there for 60, 70 years, right? And they're usually asking a realtor, hey, do you know how I could get rid of this stuff? Now, if the realtor was aware of you and had your card, they'd be like, hey, yeah, I have somebody that buys various things, and here, why don't you call them? So that's cutting to the source. And now could you imagine, and this is what I do almost daily, I'm getting into people's home. Do you understand the difference of walking into a Goodwill knowing that they're overpricing you? There's competition, and you have to spend hours there. I get a call to a house. I'm the only one there. I'm pretty much making my prices because they just want to get rid of stuff. I mean, they're about to sell a house for a couple hundred thousand, $1 million, whatever it is. Do you think they care about a couple bags of clothing or some books? It's so low on their, thing of issues that they're dealing with at the moment that you're doing them a favor. And many times, and I mean many times, and this is all going to depend on what part of the country you're from. Like I'm in North Jersey and it is just like packed here. This is old money. A lot of people first settled here and these houses are just packed. So, I understand it's going to be a little harder for other people, and those chain stores are maybe going to be one of your major options, but every house has clothing in the closet, right? Every house has stuff. So you want to try your best to get there. And now if you live in a metropolitan, like a busy area, this is huge for you. I mean, you could change the game for yourself by doing these steps. So realtors are just, I can't stress how big realtors are. Do whatever you have to do. Go to the realtor office, bring a box of donuts, bring some cookies. If you can't afford it, homemade, whatever you got to do, whatever you need to do, bring it. By the way, here's some cards. This is what I do. This is what I buy. Thank you. Move on. Go to the next one. Every town has a couple of realtor offices. Now, if you do this consistently, even on your way to the Goodwill, if you're still in the Goodwill thing, on your way back from the Goodwill, just keep stopping, because the more effort you put in, the more results will show up and things will start generating. And it may not happen right away. You may not get a lead for a while, but a funny thing happens after a while. like my marketing is down to very, very little, because just the word of mouth that spreads and just from, I mean, I get people that call me from a flyer I posted a long time ago somewhere, and they're like, oh, hey, I took down your thing like a while ago, and it's like a year ago or whatever. So it works. So consistency in anything in life just works. So that's a big one. And another huge, huge, huge one is clean out and junk removal companies. Every town has a clean out and junk removal company, you know, unless you're, you know, out there somewhere, but you want to reach out to them, whoever you're. And in my area, there's multiple ones. So again, depending on what part of the country, the busier the area, the easier it is to source, obviously, right? So for others, you're going to have to make a little more effort. You may have to drive an hour or two. You may have to move if you want to take this business seriously and change your life. Because, the beauty about this business is, especially when you're going to homes, the next home you walk into could have that piece of art, that antique, that whatever piece of jewelry that could change the game for many people. You know, I know stories of people that have found, you know, $50,000 pieces of art that they bought for $100, right? And there's no wrong or right way. You know, we're in a business to buy as low as we could and sell as high as we could. So you cannot feel bad. This is when I walk into a home as a buyer and not an estate sale company, I am asking for prices. How much is that piece of art? I would be interested. $100? Okay. If I think it's worth $100, or if I'll say, okay, absolutely, here's $100. So, you know, don't feel bad for feeding your family and supporting yourself. This is what the game's all about. And I probably struggled with this a little bit, because being in an estate sale company and a reseller, it's a unique place for me, because, you know, people always ask, oh, aren't you're first in the door, don't you buy stuff, like my clients that come to my sales? And I'm like, absolutely not. First of all, in my area, there's so much shit everywhere that I don't need to do that. And I made it a big rule to separate the estate sale business from my buying and reselling. So when I'm going into a home to buy out the contents, I'm looking at everything and I'm asking them, how much would you like for the contents? And then we go from there. So I never give my opinion, because I'm there to maximize my money and feed my family and take care of myself, right? But when I am working as an estate sale company, I'm there to maximize the profit of the homeowner. So it's a strong separation for me. So anyway, getting back to junk removal and clean out companies are huge, 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 because they are already getting paid. Now again, so going back to the source of a homeowner or somebody's moving, whatever it is, a lot of times they don't want to deal with the donation. They're too busy. So they're not going to deal with the donation. They're not going to call an estate sale company, or the closing is coming up. They just need to get out. So they will call a clean out, a junk removal company, to clear out the house. Now, every day in your area, a clean out company is dumping bags and bags and bags of clothing. Now, you probably cringe if you're a clothing seller, and I keep going back to clothing because on Instagram there's so many of you, but every day this is happening in your area. So how do you intercept that process? You need to reach out. You need to call. Now, a business card is great, but for this scenario, you need to reach out and call. Like, you need to call clean out companies and be like, hey, I'm willing to come to the house that you're cleaning out. I will pay you. So now remember, they're already getting paid to haul this stuff away. Now you're really getting them excited. You're intriguing them. They're interested because you're offering to buy it. Now, many, many times they're just going to be like, you know what? We just come take it. You don't have to say up front that you're willing to buy. You could just be like, hey, if you're throwing out clothing, I would pick it up, you know. And then if they say, not sure, then you want to get into money. So, you know, you're going to have to gauge. Each situation is going to be unique. But the clean out thing is just, it's so big. And anybody, people that deal with hard goods, people that deal with furniture, you know, you could send them pictures. You know, everybody's texting, right? So you could give them examples of what you buy. Okay, I buy records. You take a picture of record and just show them a picture. You know, these are the kind of, I buy records, you know, classic rock or whatever it is, this, that, and I'd be willing to pay or meet you at the house. Because what's happening is it's less work, so they have to haul less. The space in a truck is precious. I grew up in a clean out junk removal business, so you're making room for them. Forget about making the money. You're making room for them by taking it away, so they could get out of there quicker. They already got paid, so they could probably care less about what it is, and you're saving them a run to the donation bin or dumping it, because they pay for disposal fees. So that's another big one. And just general awareness. And some people are introverts, so it's hard for you to do this, but you have to learn to just give your card to everybody. Like, relentlessly give your card, because you just never know what it's going to bring you, you know? And then, you know, you may have started out as a record guy only, but when you're putting multiple, and again, diversified, don't just put, you buy records, please. You have to put other options, just because what may happen is you may have been a record guy, but somebody has called you to a house that is full of antiques, and they're like, hey, you know, we're looking to sell everything else. Our closing is in a week. We need to get it out. And then you may be like, wow, this stuff looks interesting. Let me rent a U-Haul truck. Let me load this up, put it into a storage unit, and figure it out later. You know, just use your inner reseller intuition. It'll guide you. Even if you don't know the value of things, your gut will tell you, this stuff looks pretty good. You know, you could tell by the quality, by the age, you know, so it may open up all new windows for you, all new options. Doors may start opening, and you know, from being a clothing person, you may have a antique or a thrift store of your own in a year. So, you know, it's all about trying new things, and these are things that really helped me, because I was very aware that I needed to get to the homeowner. You know, as an estate sale business, I need to get to the homeowner. The realtor is my connection to the homeowner. So that was one thing. Then I'm a reseller as well. So, okay, a clean out company is my other connection to a homeowner. You know, so these are all, it's like a web of stuff that you want to use as much as possible to your advantage. So again, the Goodwill, the thrift stores will always be there. And it's okay to go there. So I'm not going to knock. I don't want to sound totally like negative towards it, because, you know, I know for a fact I see people buy. I personally don't go to these places as much anymore, because I'm doing all this other stuff. But, you know, I see people doing pretty well, especially at the bins and stuff. But I also see a lot of people upset. And it's like, okay, if you're upset, you could either complain or adjust and do something that's really going to grow your business. I mean, I want you to step back and take a look at the big, let's say, clothing sellers, and tell me how much of their business has to do with them buying at Goodwill. Probably very little. They're probably bulk buying. So that's either from thrift stores in general. You know, Goodwill, it's going to be harder to do, but unless you're at the bins. But if you small thrift stores, you could buy clothing in bulk. But for the really big sellers, they have sources that they're buying serious bulk from. So how do you get to that source? And to me, there's nothing like getting to the homeowner's closet, because it's not picked over. It's not mixed in with a bunch of other crap. And it's clean, right? Especially depending on the neighborhoods you're in. Now, you always want to target the wealthy neighborhoods. So even if you have to drive a while, it's going to be worth your effort. So again, target the wealthier areas, because you know, doing the estate sales, I mean, I've walked into some amazing. Now I'm blessed to be where I am, because I'm in a wealthy, great area. So it's maybe easy for me to say, but clothing and I is just one of the most overlooked parts of the business. I mean, estate sale companies barely even, unless it's like really high end, like I mean, me as a estate sale person, what I do is I pluck through the closet and the stuff that, and I'm looking at the quality, I'm looking at the obvious brand names, or I'll go through it with the homeowner, you know, if somebody is there that knows about the clothing itself, they'll help me out. But I don't know clothing that well, and a lot of estate sale companies don't. It's overlooked. I mean, I'm probably learning more from watching you guys on Instagram and stuff, but it's one of the most overlooked things. So of course, an estate sale is another great option, because you just show up, and buying in bulk will be a huge thing for anybody in this business, because when you buy in bulk, you're doing the estate sale person a favor. They need to clear the house. They're going to overlook a lot of stuff. Now, depending on who they are, they're going to overlook a lot of the pricing, because you're about to clear the whole closet. So it's hard for them to say no to somebody that's going to bag it up, deal with it. The closet's cleared, they made money, and it's gone. Because it's, you know, at the end of the estate sale, clothing is like almost always left. Like, people come pick through, and like, maybe I'll sell 20%. And the rest is there. So, you know, if you come day one, day two, day three, you know, you don't have to rush for clothing. Unless they advertise it really well and there's some really high-end stuff. I mean, from my experience, the closet is just as it was on day three as it is on day one. So it's just a huge thing. So estate sales, you know, garage sales are a little harder because, you know, how many people are plucking their whole closet and bringing it out, right? They're just grabbing a couple pieces of clothing and bringing it out. But this is why giving your cards at garage sales and estate sales are so important. So make yourself aware. Again, don't do what I did for a while, hiding and being embarrassed. And no, you walk into the estate sale company, you say, who is the owner? Hi, my name's this. Give them a card. This is what I do for a living. I buy and sell whatever it is you do. And it's going to really open the doors up for you. You know, you it's okay for you to say that you resell. It's the funniest thing, because again, I'm on both sides. So watching resellers come to my sales, like, I have an understanding because I'm on both sides. So I have an understanding. Okay, I see this person looking it up on their phone, doing this, that, and they're coming at me asking for a price on it. Now, I've observed what he's doing, and it's an understanding. Like, I know he needs to make a profit on it. So, you know, reading human nature and just knowing people helped me and my side of the estate sale business. But, you know, so again, most owners of these companies will have an understanding. Okay, they're buying in bulk. They need to resell. So let me adjust the pricing. It's not going to, you know, don't just assume the price is going to go up because you're going to make money on it. And, you know, occasionally you're going to get those people, and then you just cut them out and you don't show up to their sales anymore, you know, and or you send somebody else in, a family member, friend, and let them go in and buy for you. But anyway, this episode was full of just like exciting stuff. Like, I want you to get excited, because a lot of people don't know these other avenues. You know, they're just stuck on, I'm going to Goodwill, I'm going to Value Village, I'm going to this, and then they get deflated. So you get excited to go, and then you get deflated, because you're like, what, a pair of jeans, $30? I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. So it's an option, but it's not your only option. Please try the things I'm telling you, and let me know how you do. Follow me on Instagram. I'm Rick Relentless. On YouTube, I'm Rick. And then you could join my Facebook reseller group. I'm Rick Relentless reseller group. Add me on there. And I wish you all well. Let me know how you do. And thanks for listening. I really appreciate and love you all.